I'm Jennifer Castoldi from Trendies International, and today I'm here with Nick DePrest, the trend coach of Mood, Meet Only Original Designs. And today she's here to talk to us about the new trends. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you.
So you have three trends falling under the theme Fluxus. Can you tell us about these new trends?
Yes, absolutely. Well, Fluxus is in fact an art movement from the 60s, and it marked a big transition period. At that time, we may say that it was concluded by the winning of the individual and the consumerism was installed. Nowadays, we are again in another transition period, but it is a bit the other way around. So what we see is that the consumerism does not have big chances anymore. We are overcrowded and we have to move towards new ways of living. And that is why we called this trend Fluxus. And in this Fluxus, we have three sceneries. We try to look toward the future and we try to make future scenarios. And one of the future scenarios is that the world we are living in is divided into two categories. One is very big, rich, it's like an oligarchy, mm-hmm. very rich, and the other one is below of that. But the rich will over-decorate, they can afford nearly everything, and you must compare that if you think about Philip Stark, who decorated Le Lan in Beijing. It's so over-decorated that even the ceiling is full of paintings. So there's no more room left. It's like a horror vacui. There's no more room left. They really decorate with very exclusive and rich things. And also Iris Apfel is one of these ladies who inspired us for this team. It's a lady, a young lady of 93 years old, and she's a fashionista, but she's a fashionista with brains. And everybody is looking up to her. She takes the dullness out of our lives by exclusive and eccentric things. And that's why we think that scenery is going to be very important in the future. Now, a second scenery.
So, yeah. That first scenery that you were just talking about, that's the eccentric dream.
That's the eccentrics, yeah.
And what type of colors do you see for that theme?
We see classical colors. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful colors. They're rich colors. And they go very well together. They create sort of a harmony. Of course, we see a lot of gold in that. And I think the very new color coming in over there is the bronze, the copper, all these things. Really rich, rich, rich.
Rich metallics. We've been seeing those as well.
Yeah.
Okay, and on to the second trend.
Well, the second is a kind of a niche. It is... a scenario in which we think that in the future we live in a world of violence. Violence and resistance and a hard society, in fact. But instead of revolving against this hard society, we accept it. And that's why we called it prosum. Because prosum means in Latin, go on with the goat. You know, don't bother, just go on, continue your life. And the idea is that although it's a hard society, we draw inspiration out of let's say skulls, out of heart, even violence. There was a show at Miami, and it was all about design in violence. It was really inspiring. And if we look towards the biking scenery, we remember Damien Hirst with his For the Love of God. All this has been inspiring to this theme.
And what about the colors for this theme?
Well, it seems logical that here the colors are much harder too. They're really conflicting colors. They're very hard. They're jumping onto each other. And when you have them apart, they're very nice colors. When you put them together, it's like a fight. So very hard and nearly basic colors.
Very strong. So what's our third and final trend in Fluxus?
Well, the third is the trend for the idealists. Imagine that we go towards a society in which everything goes good. We have an ecological society. We like each other. We live in. We live together. We divide the things we have. We already see that trend a bit because we see new companies starting up, and they are looking for partners. They are not going to just install, let's say, a new infrastructure, but they go towards people they know, and or they make new partnerships, and they make use of the infrastructure that already exists. So working together, collaborative consumerism is fitting into that, organic food, organic materials. So it's much more soft. It's like a misty idea.
And the colors that go with this misty idea?
Well, the colors are misty also, of course. They're very soft colors. They're beautiful colors. I don't think a color can be ugly. But they're much softer. So like the pink is still there, but it's nearly a misty pink. And there's a yellow introduced there also. So very soft colors which go very, very good together. It's harmonious, so not so much conflicts as in Torsum, for instance.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Visitors got to see the show up close and personal, but for those of you who may have missed it, you can see Mood Brussels 365 days a year on moodbrussels.com, and subscribers to Trendies can see full images of the trends and colors just discussed on our website. We'll be talking to you again soon.